Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It really is a pleasure to be up here speaking with you this morning. So as David said earlier, we've been speaking about compassion for the past couple weeks, and I get the joy of speaking for the third week in a row on compassion. And a couple weeks ago, Sheila left us with a spiritual focus of, I live each day with a compassionate heart. And she spoke about how when we're compassionate with somebody, that we don't crawl down into the pit with them, right? We hold a ladder to pull them out, or help them out. David spoke last week and left us with a spiritual focus of, I hold you in the compassion of my heart. And he spoke about how the masters, the spiritual masters through time, have held this belief and spoke about compassion in the way we've heard so far. And so I would like to speak about how Charles and Myrtle Fillmore saw compassion. Now, if you don't know, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore were the co-founders of Unity. Charles was the scientist, and Myrtle was the heart. That's how I see it. So I'm going to start off with the spiritual focus this week. And the spiritual focus is, I am compassion. Can you say that with me?
I am compassion.
Yeah, so if you don't get that, I hope by the end of this talk, you will get it, okay? So I'm going to start off with a quote from Charles. And he says that human compassion, a characteristic of love and mercy promoted by an understanding heart, a compassion mind sees the error, but does not condemn, right? So since Charles says compassion is part of love, right, then compassion is when we are compassionate or compassion with somebody, then we are using our spiritual power of love, right? Now, love is one of the 12 powers. And if you don't know what the 12 powers is, the 12 powers are the expression of divine spirit. It is our 12 spiritual abilities to express individually that divine spirit that is within us and all around us. Okay? So Unity says that the definition of power of love is the attracting, harmonizing, unifying faculty of the mind. It is the constructive building force of spirit. It is our power to comprehend oneness, right? So when you feel love, when you feel love for somebody, there's a peace, right? And you feel the energy from that other person. Even if they can't give it back, there's an energy that you feel. This is what the power of love does for us. Charles goes on and says, love is an inner quality that sees good everywhere and in everybody. It insists that all is good, and by refusing to see anything but good, it causes that quality finally to appear in the uppermost in itself and in all things. I personally experienced this when there was a loved one in my life, when it came apparent that their lifestyle had to change. And I was correct, right? It really needed to change. And so I went compassionately to this person and spoke about this. And I met with resistance. And then the discussion turned into an argument. And then I left because I was irritated. And this happened a few times. And then I realized that I was coming to her with a judgment that I'm right. Okay? And even though I was right, I let that judgment get in the way of my compassion for this person. And so when I let go of the right to be right, Anybody get that with me? Right to be right?
Yeah.
I was able to hear and see the other person without those human blocks that we get that keep us from expressing the spiritualness of who we are. Right? And then I got to see that person, and then she was able to express the fears and the loss that she felt about this life change. Right? And so one of the things about the 12 powers is you can't use one power without another one or two. Has anybody ever experienced giving love without any thought or reason behind it? Right? We call that blind love. Right? Anybody experience that and how'd that work out for you? Right? So one of the powers we use with the power of love is called judgment and wisdom. And the definition of judgment, the power of judgment and wisdom, is informed by a spiritual understanding. It is the faculty by which we appraise, evaluate, and discern in order to make correct decisions. Okay? So when I was able to see that my judgment of being right was getting in the way, I was able to let that go. And so I used the judgment, the power of judgment and the power of love together. And let me tell you, the situation is working out really, really well now. So Paul expresses this really well in Romans 12:2. Do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may discern what is the will of God. Right? So a couple weeks ago when Reverend Sheila was talking about not getting in the pit, this is how we don't get in the pit. By bringing judgment, spiritual judgment, and spiritual wisdom with our love so we can stay out of the pit and hold the ladder. You with me?
Yes.
Cool. So here's another really cool part about compassion, that there's a teaching component to compassion, right? So when we're compassionate with people, right? So you ever heard the story of giving a man a fish and so he won't go hungry, but if you teach him how to fish, he'll never go hungry again? Well, that's being compassionate, right? You see a hungry person, you give them food, right? But if you teach them how to grow food or teach them how to fish, they won't go hungry, right? It's like teaching a youngster when you want them to get an A on the test the next on their math test, and you give them the answer to 8 times 8 is 64. You give them the answer. But if you sit down and explain why 8 times 8 is 64, he might become an astrophysicist. Yeah? So that's the teaching component. Jesus talks to us about this when he tells the parable about the woman who's just about to be stoned in the temple because she committed adultery. And Jesus asks the question, is there anyone here without sin? Let him be the first to cast a stone. Everybody left. Right? And Jesus then Jesus turned to the woman and said, is there anyone left here to condemn you? And she said, no. And Jesus said, neither do I. Go thy way. But henceforth, sin no more. Right? So Jesus had empathy and compassion for this person and helped her out of the situation. But then he also taught her to stay away from error thought so you won't be back here in this situation. Right? So this is what staying in the power of love and the power of judgment while we're in compassion, how we help the world. So this is an upward spiral too, right? So when we're compassionate with people, it gives them a safe place and inspiration to get in touch with themselves, their spiritual selves, so they can be compassionate. And then that turns around to help us to get into a safe place and a compassionate place. And so it spirals up. And this is the gift of compassion. Charles says that love in divine mind is the idea of the universal unity, an expression. It is the power that joins and binds together the universe and everything in it. Love is a harmonizing, constructive power. When it is made effective in consciousness, it converses substance and reconstructs, rebuilds, and restores everyone in his and her world. A wonderful example of this is the story of the World War I Christmas Day truce in 1914, right? When after a day of fighting on Christmas Day, Christmas night, a few German soldiers got out of their trenches and moved towards the Allies and started singing Silent Night and singing Merry Christmas in German. And then the Allies, seeing that the German soldiers didn't have any guns, they got out, and they met, these soldiers met in the middle and exchanged cigarettes and plum pudding as Christmas gifts. And there was even a rumor that a soccer game broke out, right? So what day more expresses love than Christmas? And these soldiers let the power of love come forth and express through them, and were able to, in the middle of the war, because the war didn't stop for another 4 years and millions of people were killed after that. But that moment, the power of love took over. And that's what we are capable of. Merleau says, for you, it is for the purpose of expressing your God, given faculties and power to the end that you may manifest the divine ideas God has implanted, and the perfect pattern for his son. Okay, so this is Sunday, and I'm up here, and I'm going to teach you a lesson. That lesson is, you have a responsibility. And that responsibility is a spiritual responsibility. That responsibility is to be your individual expression of the divine spirit within you. Right? It's your responsibility to be your divine expression of divine spirit within you. And when you do that, you not only live in your Christ self, your higher self, but you are able to do that for other people. Reverend Sheila said a couple weeks ago that we're in a special time zone on our planet here. And this is how we move love forward, is by being who we were meant to be and expressing God through our individual ways. That's the responsibility. The responsibility is be yourself. Just be yourself. Be the love and the judgment and the expression of God. That's how we are compassionate. That's how we are compassion. Merleau says, think of God as everywhere present. Light, love, peace, power, and life. Think of all men, all women, all children as abiding on God's presence and expressing God's qualities. As you do this, you will touch the reality of individuals and you will invite only the best of them. Spirit will respond as you expect it to, for the Spirit of God is in every person. A few years ago, I was faced with a person in my life that I had to deal with for some time where she didn't have the ability to express her divinity what at that time in her life she could only express self-centeredness and anger and attacking. And this went on for a few months, and it got to the point where I literally had hate for her. And I don't hate people. I don't even hate the Patriots. Well, maybe I do. I had to get that into there. Anyway. But when I realized that I had this energy, I started to pray for the good in her, because everybody is good. And so when I started to pray for her, that hateful energy went away. And even today, I can say that I can pray for her out of love. One of the most important situations ever happened to me in my licensed teacher's training. I was in a class with a few people, and the exercise was a person needed to stand in front of the class and put a question to them and hold a discussion. And this question from this young woman was, "Can you pray for a terrorist?" And everyone in that person said yes. Even the woman who lost a personal friend in the attacks on the Twin Towers. It wasn't easy for her, but because she knows that there is good, that everyone is good. I really want to make that clear. We don't have good in us. We are good, right? And so when we hold to these truths, right, this is how we express the divine spirit within us, right? And so if divine spirit is love, and we are divine spirit, then we are love, right? If we are love, if divine spirit is love, then divine spirit is compassion. And if we are divine spirit, we are compassion. I am compassion. You say that with me?
I am compassion.
And just soak that in.
I am compassion.
Just let that soak in ever deeper. And one more time.
I am compassion.
That's the truth. Have a beautiful Sunday.